Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pope Francis addressed a crowd of tens of thousands outside of Philadelphia's Independence Hall on Saturday, calling for people of all religions to stand up for their freedoms.
Todos los hombres y mujeres.
He said all men and women from different religious traditions are able to hold dialogue without arguing. This is given by religious liberty, he said. Francis also said Americans should avoid repeating past mistakes and that people of all faiths should join together to stand up for respect and dignity of others. On Saturday night, the Pope spoke to crowds gathered for the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families. A suspect in the destruction of buildings in Mali's ancient city of Timbuktu, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, has been handed over to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The ICC prosecutor said Ahmad Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi was a zealous member of the armed Islamic extremist group Ansar Dine. Prosecutors said the attacks in 2012 were a direct assault on the population, their history, and religion. Founded in the 5th century, Timbuktu was an intellectual and spiritual capital and a center for the propagation of Islam throughout Africa in the 15th and 16th centuries. The United States sees a major opportunity in diplomatic talks at the United Nations to end the bloodshed in Syria and Yemen and to make progress toward achieving peace there. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gave that optimistic assessment following his talks in New York Saturday with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. This is VOA News. The annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia ended without incident Saturday as the death toll from Thursday's stampede reached 769. Iranians compromised the largest group of deaths identified so far, and Tehran accused the Saudis of crimes and incompetence and vowed to take legal action in international courts. That followed protests in the streets of Tehran, as we hear now from VOA's Laritza Hoke.
Angry protesters marched in Tehran on Friday, shouting slogans against Saudi Arabia over the deaths of 131 Iranians who were among those killed. The deaths of the Iranian pilgrims further sours the already tense relations between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Saudi authorities have blamed the visitors for failing to follow the rules. This Kenyan pilgrim disagrees.
I was there. I survived. But inshallah, we can tell them that they can do more arrangement that like what they did yesterday.
The situation apparently was more orderly on Friday. The Hajj is an annual pilgrimage retracing steps of the Prophet Muhammad. Every capable Muslim must perform it at least once in a lifetime. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has pledged his country will contribute $2 billion to a new global assistance fund to help poor countries in development. It was made the pledge during a Saturday address to the Sustainable Development Summit at the United Nations. Thousands more migrants from Syria and Iraq streamed into Croatia on Saturday. The influx, described by authorities as unprecedented, came a day after Croatia lifted its border blockade with Serbia, ending a week-long standoff that had severely strained relations between the two Balkan countries. Slovenia's Prime Minister Miro Cerar told the UN Development Summit that his country and other European countries are striving to resolve the crisis in Europe with what he called humanity and solidarity, but also security.
The global migration crisis, which we are currently facing not only in Europe, but also in other parts of the world, requires urgent action. First and foremost, we should address its root causes and prevent further loss of life.
Officials expect the number of migrants arriving this year to reach at least 800,000. More than 2 billion people will have the opportunity early Monday to witness a rare celestial event when a so-called supermoon combines with a total lunar eclipse. You can get more news by going to our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.